Welcome, everyone. I'm Clara, your guide for today. We're now entering the Royal Emerald Palace, a structure that has been standing for nearly 600 years. Originally built in 1420, this palace served as a royal residence for more than three centuries.
600 years. That's astonishing. Who lived here?
The palace was home to several generations of monarchs from the Amber Dynasty. It wasn't just a residence, though, it also served as a center of political and cultural activities during its peak in the 16th century. Kings and queens hosted grand banquets and meetings with diplomats from all over Europe.
I see. Were any significant events held here?
Oh, absolutely. One of the most notable was the Treaty of Emerald, signed right in the Great Hall in 1575. The treaty brought peace between two rival kingdoms, and was a major turning point in the region's history.
That must have been a dramatic moment. What about the architecture? Has it been preserved?
Yes, much of the original structure remains intact, especially the outer walls and towers. However, the interior has been restored several times over the years, with the most recent renovations happening in the 19th century. The restoration focused on preserving the Renaissance style, while adding modern touches like better lighting and ventilation.
I've heard the palace is known for its gardens. Can you tell us more about them?
Certainly. The gardens were originally designed in the early 1500s, but like the palace, they've undergone many changes. Today, the gardens feature a mix of Renaissance and Victorian influences, and they are known for their beautiful rose displays and elaborate fountains.
It sounds incredible. What is the palace used for now?
These days, it's open to the public as a museum and cultural site. It hosts art exhibitions, music concerts, and even royal receptions on special occasions. It's still closely tied to the country's heritage.
Amazing. I can't wait to explore the palace and learn more.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Feel free to ask more questions as we go along.